top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she sees sugar, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud.
If you know like I know.
Top of the monkey's back.
Wake up, everybody. Episode 33.
Episode 33.
Scottie Pippen, your big nose future stole your woman.
Damn, where'd that come from?
He ain't no Michael Jordan, man.
So you just randomly just brought up Scottie Pippen. That was hella long ago, though. Why are you still dwelling?
Fuck Scottie Pippen, man.
Oh, shit, man.
He ain't Jordan would be nobody with Scottie Pippen, man. Scottie Pippen wouldn't be nobody with nobody. How about that?
I'm concerned you just cussing out everybody at the tape.
Do you know why?
Last time it was Grant Cardone. This time, Scottie.
Oh, Grant Cardone.
At least we know you. It ain't just racial.
It is, but it ain't. Anybody can get it, you know? Scottie Pippen half white.
Is he, though?
Man, what you know named Scottie? I'm saying that's from Star Trek.
Scottie Pippen full black, man.
See, man, you see that nose, man. That big pterodactyl nose, man. You know what I'm saying? Big goddamn vulture nose. Shout out to Scottie Pippen. He's a good goddamn servant.
You know what, man?
Yeah.
Scottie Pippen called LeBron the GOAT, man. Just so
he did.
He played against Michael Jordan.
We know he ain't got no sense. You see how he lost all his money. He lost his woman. He ain't got no sense. So
I think his original estimate on who's going to be the GOAT is accurate.
Who's that?
I mean, he played with Michael Jordan. He called LeBron the GOAT. You remember that? He recanted later because I think Michael Jordan got mad at him.
Yeah, he better recant it, yeah.
He recanted because I think Michael got mad at him, man.
He did.
I think so. Threatened him type, too.
Well, good for Jordan.
Billions of dollars, probably, you know what I'm saying? You ain't no telling what's going on behind the scenes.
LeBron know what he is, man. You know what number he play with.
You know, hey, man, because he letting you know, like, you number two to this 23.
So what number you going to wear now that Bill Russell did? R.I.P.
No,
to Bill Russell?
Well, the thing is, like, yeah, they R.I.P. to Bill Russell, but they said that those who already got the six, like LeBron, they're kind of grandfathered into being able to wear it. But
you
once LeBron...
pick it up, man. Come up with your own number. No own number anyway, dude.
Nobody really could come up with their own number. Everybody wore every number. The league been around forever.
If I played, my number be 37. See how easy that is?
And somebody's been 37.
Not a spectacular individual that stamped it to the earth.
Why would it be 37?
Because my favorite number is 3 and my second favorite number is 7. They look cold together.
37.
Nobody, y'all, somebody can use it. I'm old as fuck. I ain't going to use it. But 37 is a raw-ass number. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Speaking of a raw number.
Okay, talk to me.
Shout out to everybody that's been subscribing to the channel. You know,
for
we just
sure.
Went past 23,000 subscribers.
Factuals.
And we super appreciate you guys. You know what I'm saying? And
show for sure.
Yeah, and make sure y'all subscribe to the Top of the Mook clips. We definitely need that.
Yep, the link's below in the description. And make sure you go to Top of the Mook Podcast on Instagram. We're going to go live on our Top of the Mook Podcast Instagram real soon, too. So for anybody that got questions, y'all want to engage with us, y'all want to interact with us, you know what I'm saying? Y'all could do it on there. We're going to go live on there. And as soon as we go live on Top of the Mook Podcast clips, we're going to go live on there as well. And y'all drop some comments below right now. Let us know. Would y'all like to for us to go live on this channel? You know what I'm saying? We might sprinkle that in there. But y'all got to go to Top of the Mook Podcast clips because we'll probably go live from there probably, if not the most, pretty close.
Yeah, we're going to do that on the live on this channel, too, sometimes to have interactions and everything like that so people can ask questions and, you know, make their statements, get their shout-outs. And also, make sure you hit the members button because I keep informing you guys, they demonetizing almost all our videos and our podcasts when we're putting them up on YouTube.
And they're doing that with everybody's podcast.
They're doing that with everybody's podcast. If you don't know, it's an epidemic with their banning podcasts and long-form content. So with that being said, man, make sure you hit that members button. We super appreciate that. Even when the podcast drops in the morning, make sure you know if you're in there, hit that super chat or something. Support the campaign, man. We got a lot of stuff we bring it for you guys. So
yeah, because you be premiering it.
Yeah, I be premiering it so we can interact, and I be me in there interacting sometimes with you guys, talking back and all that.
If it's anybody interacting, it's not me. This is definitely 3.
Yeah, I don't cuss them out nothing no more. So don't gotta worry about that. Slim said, don't cuss them out on our channel. Goddamn, fam. So I don't do that on our channel. Come to my channel, fuck your bitch, fuck your mom, all that.
Oh, shit, man.
You know,
we're going crazy.
I'm going to need that. You know, and also, of course, if you want to do any sponsorship, partnerships,
product placement,
product placements, anything of that nature, make sure you hit us up at ballinnothingelse@yahoo.com or DM me on Instagram, Mr. Organic, one word, link below in the description.
Yes, and speaking of product placement, this episode is brought to you by Jack Spina.
Make
sure you rock on. They got
shout
some top
to Jack
level shirts.
Spina, man.
I want to actually. I like that color
shirt
of the shirts.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to wear that on the next
MOOC
tape.
Yeah,
you know
got to, brother.
But yeah, what he's bringing to the table, man. Go ahead and pull that
Let
one
me
out.
Open this out, brother. Here, brother. You know what I'm saying?
I know you don't do plastic, brother.
Yeah,
I don't
even
know how to work with that.
I'm like, why this on there? I'm saying he ain't letting that man breathe.
So Here's the thing. They have oil catch cans for Hellcats. You all know we the Hellcat hooligans?
Definitely the Hellcat hooligans.
So even though neither one of us got a Hellcat no more.
We still the Hellcat hooligans.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You can't never erase what we were. Big above the rim, Pat.
Big above the rim. I'm not so, nigga.
No, hell no. You know
I'm not so. I'm not so, nigga.
I'm going to let him have it right now. Man. You know who he is. But listen, here's an oil catch can. And fun little fact for everybody that don't know, I had an oil catch can, I think, in all of my Hellcats.
In all your Hellcats.
And I think maybe not in the Red Eye. I can't remember. I think I did, though.
I don't think on the Red Eye.
I can't remember. But I know for sure on my first Hellcat, the Hellkeezy, the original Hellkeezy, the one that was the most important Hellkeezy.
Right. Hall of Fame.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely go down Mount Rushmore Hellcats for sure.
No question.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Hellcat King had to have a Hellcat oil catch can.
Mandatory.
So this is definitely that right here, man. An oil catch can, man. Y'all want to make sure y'all go get this and go put that on there, man. You know, anybody that's rocking with Hellcats, you know, and an oil catch can is pretty simple. You know, it catches the oil.
Super simple.
You know what I'm saying? It's probably some more mechanical stuff that we don't know about.
Right.
But, you know, all the little leftover oil goes into the Mook, and then you just twist off the joint, and then next thing you know, damn, I'm like, I gotta get back in the gym,
sturdy, brother.
Shit,
yeah, come on, man.
Hey,
I'm
brother,
up in there,
you go ahead.
I'm in
it,
there.
You been in the gym.
I'm in there, bro. Man, hold on. Let me get some grip. God damn it. Hold on. It's the ring. I got the rings on, bro.
Is that the rings?
Yeah.
All right, brother. You look like you're struggling.
Nah, because, you know, hey, get it. Jack Spinney. Jack Spinney. Broke my damn finger. Shit.
You might have loosened it up.
Yeah, I'm loosening it up for you. There you go. You got it.
No, hold on. Let's see. It's a deal with
that. Yeah, there you go.
That motherfucker, I ain't going to lie. That motherfucker on there sturdy, though.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
Hey, well, Jack Spedia. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jack Spedia, man. He's doing this shit right.
That's good. Yeah. So it makes a lot of difference, man. Especially
so you just dump the oil out. It goes into the bottom. You just dump the shit out, and then you reseal it back on, and then you put it back there. You know what I'm saying? So all that extra oil doesn't get in your engine and all that shit. I'm not a mechanic. I don't know all that shit. But I just know that shit saves a lot of oil from going in to the bay of the engine or the engine shit or all around that motherfucker.
Yeah, you don't
want
to mess that up.
You want it splattering everywhere. You want it to go somewhere. It goes right here in the oil catch can, man.
For sure.
In simple, in short.
Yep, and use the promo code Mook. You get 10% off all the oil catch cans that you do order. This one is for the Hellcat. And also,
I'll put this motherfucker
together. Yeah, put it together,
right
together
now,
brother. And what we're going to do is, man, for somebody who has a Hellcat, comment below, let us know, and I will send you this one out free from Top of the Mookers, man.
So we're giving a Top of the Mook supporter a Top of the Mook gift.
Yeah. And 10% off, or if you just comment below and make sure you subscribe,
boop,
we're going to get you. I'm going to mail this out to somebody.
See, you get your little braces and shit, you know what I'm saying? Boop, hook it on, however you got to do it. I don't know where this shit go, but listen, boom. You know what I'm saying?
Albert Einstein.
And then all that shit, all that little extra shit just flies in here, boop, catches in here, and then you twist off this motherfucker. Hey, Jack Spinney got this motherfucker on extra tight.
Hey, Jack Spinney, you did your thing, brother, with that catch can. That one is not coming off.
So the thing is, you just pull it off, and you dump it, and then you put it back on, reseal it, and then it catches more when it gets full. You know what
good
saying?
To go.
Y'all get the point, man.
Yeah, man. So
tap in with them.
Yep. Link below in the description. Promo
all the
code.
Extra accessories?
Yep. Promo code is Mook, MOOK. Get 10% off if you order you a catch can, which I know a lot of you are.
Yeah.
Also, comment below and show me that you subscribe to the. Actually, anybody that subscribe to the Top of the Mook clip channel. I need the Top of the Mook clip channel. Subscribe to that. Comment in one of those clips. I need the catch can if you got a Hellcat, and I will pick a winner and mail this out to you guys immediately next week. So
let
shout
us know.
To Josh Spina.
Go to Top Mook Podcast Clips. And what's that promo code again?
Promo code is Mook, man.
Mook, MOOK.
Yeah, it ain't the Mook y'all be thinking of. Man, in New York, hey, we ain't worried about New York, man. We made this up from the seed. It means any and everything is a Mook, and that we on top of, man. If you think it's something else, man, we don't care about your thoughts, man. Y'all know bodies we everything.
Hey, come on, brother. Come on, Eva.
Relax.
Going on, I had to catch him before he went off the deep end. Yep. Dude, don't like people talking to him like that.
Yeah. You ain't going to do it in person. Unless you got a bulletproof soul.
Hey, man. Hey, shout out to Jack Spinney, man. You know what I'm saying? Legendary individual
Jack
doing his
Spinney.
Thing. And he invested in himself, man. You know what I mean? Anytime you're doing something like this, it ain't going to be cheap. You know what
Facts.
I'm saying? So you always got to support the people that's willing to put the bag behind themselves and the belief behind themselves to create their own products and do their own things. And like my dog 3 always say, if you find your niche, you can't get rich. And
that's
it looks like he's finding his niche right now. And I hope he does get
Jack
rich.
Jack Spinney,
if
erasing.
He ain't already. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to him, man.
Yeah, for sure. But anybody that wants any other product placements, if you got anything else that y'all want to do or you want to have sit on the table, we can have it to where it's just sitting right here.
Yep.
We can put some on the wall.
Yep, we
can put shit on the microphones. If you got your own microphones and you want to pay to have some microphone on
them.
Or
if you
want to
be the microphone cover, boy, we got a substantial bag for
you.
You
know what I'm saying? Y'all got cameras. Y'all got whatever. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to display your tattoo work, whatever it is that you
want
to do.
We the number one. Listen, going to be number one podcast in the world.
Factuals.
You know what I'm saying? Within a couple of months now. So you better get part of the campaign now.
Yeah, God willing, keep giving us Top of the Mook supporters like y'all.
that's what it's all about. You know, shout out to my dog, the art guy, the real icon.
Yeah, for sure.
Top of the MOOC new canvas is coming.
Yep.
So it's gonna
he
be
that nigga.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I love to see people win, man. And how he coming up and he got when he got all the celebrities getting his shit, tapping in with him for
the
real.
The real art guy, man.
Yeah, like, he got everybody.
The real icon. Yeah, yep. It's like he's one of the people from the beginning. That was the same person we are now is with him.
Facts.
And how he was like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, top level supporter then, top level supporter now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's how you know he's a real, real supporter.
For sure.
Doesn't matter what seasons went through, he stuck it dug it out every time.
Every single time,
every time. Yep, supporting every step of the way.
The real icon. Actually, link below in the description, man. You need some artwork done. You need these canvases you see behind us. Hit him up, man. One of the ones for sure.
Tap in, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But like I said, if y'all want y'all product placement, man, make sure y'all email ballernothingelse@yahoo.com.
Yep.
Or y'all go to Mr. Organic's Instagram and y'all send him a DM. Because he's going to see everything. Y'all already know. I shouldn't even have to say it. But I don't read comments. I'm not going through comments. I'm not going through my DMs. And it's no offense to nobody. I love all my supporters. But the thing is like, once I'm done with social media, once we get done with this, I'm living my real life. You know what I'm saying? Social media.
Don't get it fucked up or misconstrued.
Don't do that. Social, because I'll go on a rant real quick.
Right, right.
Social media, man, listen here, brother.
Gotta
it ain't
be careful.
It ain't going to consume me.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't go for that. Once this is up, the jig is up. You know what I'm saying?
The jig is up.
Double up on it.
100, big double up. You know what I'm saying? Once this is over, it's over. It's curtains. I'm living my real life. You know
hey,
what I'm
saying? I'm in there. I'm in the social media. Hello.
Yeah, he's all the way in there.
Hit me up.
Yeah. He's especially in the vortex.
Your bitch. Send your bitch my way, man. I want a French kiss.
Oh, shit.
You I want to make out with a bitch.
Well, whatever it is, if you into that kind of play, you like seeing your woman get down like that. Hey,
nah, we ain't doing no cock hold. I'm not going to fuck your bitch for you, man.
I threw it quick, didn't I think?
Yeah, I ain't with that one, brother. Stop it. Come on, bro.
I thought that my bad. He was talking so fast. I thought that's.
Nah,
I didn't catch it quick enough, brother. My bad.
I'm one of the quickest of all history.
Yeah,
brother.
I ain't shit. I know.
You know
brother.
What I'm saying? Nah, I ain't with that.
But
man.
Make sure
y'all. You got to leave her.
Long as you're in, you got to leave her?
Yeah, man. Okay, don't ever come and get her back.
Yeah, she got to stay with you.
Yeah, for the night at least.
Then she gone forever, though.
I mean, most likely.
Yeah, okay. You know she went to the dark side.
Yeah, she definitely went to the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Gargoyle.
I'm going to tell you what three is. Three is if you, Mufasa, he's telling his girl, and your girl would be whoever you're talking to, don't go over to that dark place.
Yeah, that's
you know,
me.
It's no good over there.
I'm over to the hyenas, man. I'm Scar for sure.
You're definitely Scar.
No question
about
it.
Yeah, you Scar Mufasa, but without all the grimy shit.
Yeah, I ain't going to do that to my people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Miscellaneous humans, y'all get whatever I give you.
Oh, shit.
And that's everything big.
Big white man move.
Anything goes.
Yeah, for sure, man.
I mean, speaking of one of the ones, man.
One of the ones.
Talk that talk.
Nipsey Hussle.
Shout
is
out
getting
him.
His star on the Walk of Fame tomorrow.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what date it is for you. Probably the day for you guys.
Yeah. August 15th. Yep, on his birthday.
On his 37th.
Shout out my nigga Frankie, too. You know, he got to share the same nigga who put me on to Nipsey in 2011, 2012 is the same nigga that got the same birthday as Nipsey Hussle. Ain't that some wild shit? Shout out my dog Frankie Johnson.
Yeah, shout out to Frankie Johnson. Man.
Yeah.
Frankie Johnson.
Yeah, we got to get Frankie on the podcast. I know everybody waiting for that.
Hilarious.
Between Mob and Frank, shout out to my dog 508 Mob too.
Shout out to Mob.
Between Mob and Frank, I know y'all anticipating and waiting for that. You know what I'm saying?
Mob's
supposed to be coming back to LA real soon, but you know Frankie out there in the Philippines still.
Oh, yeah, hell in the
out there hooping and getting the bag. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
When he get back though, he gonna get on. He said he gotta have big Casamigos on the Mook. Big gotta be. Yeah. He wanna be big on the
Mook. Yeah, we done Eskimo brothers one time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We Eskimo brothers. I'm a world traveler with this, man.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to get you. But yeah, man, so R.I.P. to Nip, and congratulations to Nip and the
Big time. Congrats.
It'll probably be a big celebration down there, too, all the Crips going to be out there.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think, all of L.A. going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
People from around the world probably coming for that.
That is true.
You know what
big Japan, Japanese.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he tapped in with everybody.
He definitely is. Big Russians out there and all that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, but this is the crazy part, so let's talk about this for a second.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? All the glory that Nip is getting, fully deserved, couldn't be more happy for him, be more happy for his family.
Most definitely.
And for them to get, even though he ain't here to see the recognition, he's up watching it. You know what I'm saying? And then at the same time, his family gets to see how much he impacted, because he's not here no more. So they get to see how much he really impacted and changed people's lives through his music, through his craft, through his words, through his demonstration, through everything. You know what I'm saying? Through his philanthropy, everything. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's dope. But the thing is the only problem I have with the whole understanding is imagine all the people that was inspired by his music like us.
Most definitely.
But never paid homage.
Never paid homage.
While he was alive.
Right.
That was in full, had full platforms.
Yep.
$4 million. Full could have gotten business with him.
Yep.
Full could have did some shit and really he built some communities and did everything together. You know what I'm saying? But didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so many of the people, they always wait till you're gone, you know what I'm saying, to put you on the throne.
Right.
And I'm sending a, so that's why I always appreciate people when they come up to me or come up to you and get that love.
For sure.
I take out all the time to speak to them. I can see somebody from afar in the room that's looking at me that know me. And I'm like, hey, come here, man. Let's get this picture. Come talk to me.
Right.
I know you probably don't want to say no or you're scared. You don't know how I'm going to react.
Right.
I'm going to get love every time.
Yeah, because you is a little unpredictable.
Yeah, I am. But when it comes to love, it's going to be love. You know what I'm saying? You do anything out the way, then it's whatever. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, for sure. You're going to reciprocate when the love is given.
Yeah, I'm going to catch you. You try to play. I remember one time I was rolling past something. No, I was in the Malibu car meet. I'm rolling past, and somebody was saying, they was looking up something, and they said something weird with my name. I just stopped the car, hopped out. What the fuck you say? Oh, no, man. I was just Googling your name. It came up. Oh, okay, nigga. I read your lips, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? You read a nigga lips? How fast was you going when you read?
Slow.
Damn. Yeah,
I was, you know when you're going through people to get around.
Okay.
So I just read his lips. Like, yeah, Mr. Again. I'm, huh? But what's up, nigga? Oh, no. Okay.
You so you want another viral moment.
I didn't want no, but
sound like it.
I'm a very calm and cool person, but sometimes it jumps out and I can't control it. That's why I tell people to be cautious. Like, if I can control it, then I can control it.
Nip said, man, we talking about Nip, man. Nip said, hey, man, watch how you talk. I got quick reflexes, man.
Right, like when he slapped. Do you think he wanted to do that?
That's just instinctive.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't play with me.
Most of the time I can catch myself.
He's like a dog shout at him, too.
It was a good one, too.
Yeah, for sure.
In front of, on the BET Awards and
shout out to him. He literally got slapped by Nip, man, one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, where that dude at? We have him on the show. Talk to him.
Oh, shit.
He probably still got Nip goddamn DNA in his mouth.
You're so stupid. But back with Nip and his whole legacy and everything, right?
Right.
The thing is there's people that was in better position than him. He was doing, living life top of the move, full legendary, full understanding. Mm-hmm. But there was a people in better position than him that was inspired and motivated by Nip.
No question.
Not one time did they bring down a hand, send down a hand and pick him up and lift him up higher than what he already was. He was already on the Mount Rushmore. But the thing was is there'd be people that be trying to stop your growth, right? They might be offended by how much understanding or rapport you got, much inspiration and motivation you give other people. And there was people in better position than him, call it what you want to call it, you know, that didn't help him. You know what I'm saying? That could have, not that he needed their help.
Yeah, because actually, kind of, people, sometimes people in those positions actually, you know, helps you out even more because you have to learn more on your own.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
If someone, you know, puts you in the position, they probably skip some of the process and just put you right here instead of you learning how to get there.
Yep.
And for him, it worked out for him.
Because he had to take the background. He like us.
No question about it. He learned so much. So I guess when it's people genuine that really want you to win, they supposed to come. If people ain't going to do you right, they don't should never come. Fuck them.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
That's 100% facts.
But love-wise and just give that acknowledgement, it goes a long way.
And that goes to your point. So thank you for clearing that up.
Yep.
So here's the thing is when that happens, though, don't try to make it seem like you was one of them niggas,
oh,
those supporters.
Don't do that.
Why do they do that?
Yeah.
That's the thing that just kills me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I agree with everything you said. But the thing is when somebody passed, why do you act like you did everything in your power to make sure that he was everything that you believed he was going to be? If that's how you believed he was going to be.
Yeah, speaking
why
of that.
Why did you do more?
The Game just dropped a new album.
Mm-hmm. Just speaking of that, boy.
The Game just dropped a new album. And, he had Nip on one of his songs. And he had
and
Nip
Black
on
Black Sam. Yep.
Black Sam vetoed that.
Yep.
And I'm saying because end of the day, it's like, yeah, you was giving love. You get a little shout in the beginning, the RV and all that. Where Mac at? You know what I'm saying?
You so stupid. Shout out to my nigga Mac Jackson Properties, man.
Where Mac at? What was in the RV, boy?
You know you're watching this dying laughing right now, for sure.
Shout out to Mac.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? On that LAX tour and all that. But it's like, but yeah, after that, he was really on his own. Like, that little story was in the beginning. Other than that, we just saw Nip. He wasn't around like that when we seen, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, when he passed, you gave a love and all that. You try to put him on the album, but the person right next to you was talking greasy to him for the longest and was no step on with that. You know what
I'm saying? And so, at your highest, though. But at your highest. So when he got Nip on tour with him and he extended the olive branch, but at your highest, but did you do everything in your power to believe that he was going to believe? Like, so let's get some understanding, right? Let's give a full, like, the best example I can give, right?
Right.
Without, obviously, we're two totally different lives, right?
Uh-huh.
But everything that you are now, I always said, I know this is what they're going to be and a whole lot more.
No question.
Right? This is like unrelentless belief in my nigga.
No
right?
100%.
So no matter how much spotlight nigga ever got, doesn't matter if I touch 100 million, a billion, or 1 million, the thing is I'm always going to push and give my best to make sure my people grow and evolve too, right?
Every
now, the
time.
Thing is you're destined to be what you're destined to be. And to your point, you said that if they're meant to be there, they're going to come in and they're going to assist in there because they're meant to be in your life.
Facts.
Right?
Yep.
Now, the thing is those people, there's people that'll do that and do just a smidgen or just enough.
Just enough to be like
saying?
I was
to
cool
make them
you.
Feel good about themselves.
Yeah, like I did that.
There you go. Yeah. Now, how many people are going to put yourself, I'm talking about to the shit that don't people don't see.
Right.
Behind the scenes shit, where don't got to be spoken of or nothing. Right? How many times you go to the end and die by that, but to be everything that you thought that it would be?
That yeah,
you
that's super that rare be. That somebody's going to give it all for somebody.
You get
else.
What I'm saying?
Even if, yeah, even if they act like they believe. They'd rather just give you a little push and be like, I pushed you. Don't forget that.
Don't
just
forget that little push.
Yeah, just in case you go.
Right.
No, nigga, you got to push me, hold me, go with me, run with me to the end. Nigga,
no
you really
question.
Fuck with me.
100%.
It ain't no little just push you and like, hey, man, remember
that's what
that?
I'm saying.
No, nigga, you got to, we're going to go to the end of death.
Thank you.
Don't you believe me? Ain't you my guy? It ain't no little just nudge.
Right.
Like we did. We went to the MOOC. Nigga, yep. Still going to the MOOC.
But then, let's say they give the push. Okay, cool. The push is appreciated.
Oh, 1,000,000,000%. Is everything.
The opportunity was everything. But the thing is, though, is now when something happens, now the push, now they'll like to take credit for just your entirety of you
yeah.
for that little fucking push.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't like that shit.
You the jig is up.
I don't like that shit. That little bit of push. Because the thing is if it's got to be in you. Right,
yeah.
And it was in the person when you gave them that push.
No question.
Right? But you ain't want to push too hard because you ain't want them to be bigger than you.
Of course not.
You get what I'm saying?
Of course, I know exactly what
so
you're saying.
So if you gave somebody a push, that means you believed in them enough to know that they're going to be that. And you want, like you said, you want to get a little credit for that little push.
Oh, yeah, because that's simple to do. Like if you're in a position of power, giving people a little sprinkle of baby
there you
seeds
go.
Of opportunity is yep. simple to do. We know
yep.
that. 100%. And then fading the back, like, remember I did that? Oh, yeah. See, yeah. man, I put them on. I did it. That's why people are like, no roasting on Dame Dash. I put Kevin Hart in this movie. I put him in this movie. Yeah. Man, a little rose is cool, but goddamn, bro, that was a little ass roll, my nigga. I appreciate it, but you right. ain't make my life,
right,
my nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like you ain't put me in 1,000 movies, nigga.
Right, and there was other opportunities where he could have been.
You could have, boy. So you just put me in one little mook. You just made my whole existence.
Right.
Relax, man.
You see. So that's all I'm
Come
saying.
Come on, champ.
Facts.
Relax.
Big time.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, though, is like that little thing that shows you if you're really. Really, really genuine about not giving a fuck if somebody's bigger than you,
yeah.
right? Because that initial push, you'll be like, I'm going to give it to him because I know he got it in him.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see it,
yep.
right? But the thing is you might think they got it so much in them that you don't continue to push them. You see what I'm saying? You won't continue to push because
they're going
to
pass you.
They're going to surpass you.
You push them too much, they're going to pass you.
You see what I'm saying? And that's where I used us as an example because I've never been worried about that with you.
No, you always never. Said you do I was going to go further than you. Go.
100%. And I wasn't surprised it didn't happen sooner. I used to
right.
always say that to you.
Right, right.
You see what I'm saying? So the thing is like I always believe that. And not only did I not only believe it, I continued to push.
Right.
What was in them was already in them. That was ordained from God. This was always going to be what it was going to be.
No
and
question.
If something is meant for you, can't nobody stand in the way of that. All you could do is assist in what God's plan is for somebody else. You see what I'm saying? And that's why I said, now, if we're going back to Nip, all these people that sit there and say that they're the biggest supporters or the biggest believers now, right? And you were in a position on the surface, monetarily, bigger than him.
Right.
Why didn't you continue to push then?
All the way.
Why'd you do just the initial and not continue to push?
Yeah,
because if he did this by taking the background all by himself with his circle and his team and his people, imagine what he could have done if he and them motherfuckers kept pushing.
No question about it. It's just people. It's just rare for that to happen. You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
extremely rare occurrence. And when it does, it's a blessing to see. You
right.
know what I'm saying? It's a blessing to see how Yo Gotti moved with his people.
Right.
How Black Youngster came
Facts.
In there and he's still grinding, still
yep.
shining.
Yep.
All right, Moneybagg Yo came in there, still grinding, still shining, still looking good. They all still together.
Yep.
You know, hopefully they continue to do that and grow the way they are. And brought
for
Mozzie
sure.
in. Shout out to my dog Mozzie. Hold your head. You got to, you know what I'm saying, sit down for a little while
yep.
for that gun
Heard
or whatever.
About that.
But yeah, just to see that, it's a blessing to see it. Even how Ross moved in initially when he brought his team on, it was all
yep.
moving together. You know, money
100%.
Do bring some division in our communities, especially
yeah.
in position of power. But you know, we just got to see how far somebody really gonna help you get along.
That's
you know what I'm saying? When you do walk away, what did you walk away with?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if the relationship's still intact, that's a blessing.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So it's rare to do that.
Yeah.
Where are we from? You know what I mean?
But yeah, it is rare. I don't give a fuck. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, let's
do
call it.
It
what it is. Let's call it spade a spade. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. a lot of motherfuckers be undercover hate, jealousy, and envy. Yeah. And then, like, it might not show through your words. You might be a good enough deceiver where it don't show through your words, but it will definitely show through your actions. Nobody's that seamless to where it ain't eventually going to show. You might be able to deceive it through your actions and your words, but you only could do it for so long before your real self rise to the surface.
That's true.
And your ass can pop like a fucking pimple.
It's only so long you can pretend. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The real gonna always prevail at the end. You
100%.
Know what I'm saying? A fake it lasts pretty long. Don't get it misconstrued.
Yep.
And they probably go through less bullshit because it's so fraud. But a real person will go through a lot, but it's gonna pay off at the end when it counts. And that's
100%.
All that really matters. You know
100%.
What I'm saying? So yep. all that talking and all that, man, I did this, but you know you didn't shut up, man.
Yeah, man.
R.I.P. Nip, man.
R.I.P. Nip.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? For
one
sure. And he deserved all the glory he getting. I just wish he would have got more. because now the world holy seeing it. You know what I'm saying? Imagine if you would have got those extra bumps and extra pushes. So if y'all don't walk away with nothing from that whole topic with Nip, all I want y'all to know is if y'all got somebody and you fuck with them and you support them, just like I was saying the other day with Kevin Hart, I don't got to buy that nigga tequila, but I did.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars for me and my wife to go to the shit
front
with
Will Smith.
Front row Will Smith. You know what I'm saying? So what happened with him and Chris Rock doesn't change how I perceive him. I still fuck with it. You know what I'm saying?
He did smack the shit out of him.
He smacked the dog shit out of him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, though, human ain't for me to judge.
Yeah.
You know, if I say I support you, I support you to the end of time. Just we're sitting there saying with the real icon,
yep.
He ain't changed up. His temperature been the same.
Not one degree up.
100%. You know what I'm saying? Whether we followed him back or didn't, he still was following us.
For
sure. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, like, that shit, it shouldn't be off circumstantial.
Nope.
You get what I'm saying? So I just wish that, if you really support somebody, keep supporting them. And then, you know what I'm saying? And don't try to give them their glory after they gone. You know what I'm saying? Because they need it more while they're here, more than you could probably ever imagine. And if you do that, treat people as you'd want to be treated, because that's how you'd want to be treated. So I just wish that he would have got more glory and been able to do more and have more people assisting him. And everything happened how it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
But I just want people to walk away from this and be like, damn, if I fuck with somebody, I'm supporting.
That's very important.
You see what I'm saying?
Because supporting is like the most treasured thing for a person that's on their come up or on their grind.
Right.
Like, just having that good energy around you and that belief and you know, putting that energy. Like, a guy I just saw today, I was homeless. I was watching you and tall guy at Starbucks.
Wow.
I was homeless. Yeah, it's on tape. So Fareed was there. I was watching y'all. I was homeless, man. I said, go to Starbucks, man, and just look on the internet and use the Starbucks internet and watch you guys' videos.
Wow.
Now he was in a McLaren right next to me, man. You helped me change my life, man. Like, real shit.
Wow. That's shout out to him.
What we do it for. Like, yeah, them the people. We do this shit.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So it pays off. Speaking of somebody saying they put you on and want to stay on and want to stand on it, please tell me you've seen this Irv Gotti Ashanti situation.
I seen it popping up, but I didn't like go through it and elaborate through it all and see what was happening. But I get the gist of they relationship a little bit. Like Irv Gotti, Slap Buns, right. Ja Rule, obviously. You know what I'm saying? Or not Ja Rule. Was it? Nelly. I see she was on stage with Nelly. Nelly, obviously, I was his girl for a long time.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But I know they both beat Buns, right?
Right.
I don't know who hit Buns first
but
or
it
what
goes
happened.
Like this, man. For one, like, no one really knew at the time when she, because she was like 19, 20 years old. Her guy ran the company. You know what I'm saying? He was smashing her. He
propagandized her up.
Oh, to the extreme.
Yeah, for sure.
He laid that law down. Big groomery.
Yeah.
Groomed that thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Pulled her in, got a record deal. He supposed to have a wife at the time, kids, but he saw tan that thing, young, thick thigh meat. Hey, I don't blame you, brother.
The jig is up.
You know what I'm saying? We know what you was doing, brother.
Right, right, right.
See that club up. But anyway.
Out,
oh, he definitely did that, boy. And made a bag on her. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So anyway, whatever happened. You know what I'm saying? She ended up leaving him for Nelly, whatever. And then they had that.
So that is how it went. He beat Buns first.
He was destroying the Buns. Okay, it was brutal. You know what I'm saying?
Nelly got it. Now, what about Ja Rule? Did Ja Rule?
Nah, Ja Rule ain't.
Right behind the scenes?
Who knows, brother? Anything can happen, man. Nigga is a
black man.
You know the girls that be saying, hey, this is my brother. But really, come on, man.
Oh, yeah, man. We know the
jig is up.
That's the ultimate finagle.
Yeah, yeah. So who knows? But what we do know is that he was slashing that thing for a long time as she was young and impressionable, making all them hits. You know what I'm saying? And what happened was she wanted to leave during that federal case and didn't want to rock one no more. And at the same time, she started messing with Nelly. So he felt hurt. I put you on all these J-Lo records, all this blah, blah, blah.
It was down tight.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Woo. Don't get it fucked up or miss the screw. Damn.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
That's how she got up there, left him at his lowest point.
Yeah, yeah.
And that nigga hurt bad 20 years later.
Yeah.
Nigga came to the drink club, the drink chance with a Rolex on it. He bought her.
Yeah, damn.
She bought this for me, engraved it with my name on it and all that.
Damn, man. You know, that's, and so just a little backstory like that. You know, that's a story I'm very familiar with, brother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I definitely had that. Going to prison, some, yeah, all that. Yeah, I've dealt with it all, sir. But yeah, continue.
Okay, so yeah, I thought it was some information. But yeah, so what happened was, So he heard. He went to Drink Champs and he aired out. He talked about it a little bit, but this time he went a little more detail.
He heard he got that $300 million.
That's why he acting dumb. They got that $300 million.
Now he just acting so, talking
allegedly $300 million deal. Who knows? Right. I can't talk about it too bad. I'm in Tails, brother. I remember y'all was on the Tails on his TV show.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was his shit.
I seen him in person and all. He was there.
Oh shit! Yeah, you ain't tell me that.
Yeah, Fareed, we saw him. Fareed saw him. Irv Gotti was there, boy, in the back watching all that. Yeah, I was, shout out to Irv Gotti. Shit,
legendary
TV show. I'm supposed to be on season 4 or 5 too. I can't talk.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You gotta get on the show.
So shout out.
Might even get some ownership in the motherfucker.
Got it, brother. He got a $300 bill.
He sound like he fuck with you from his talk.
That's my guy. Yeah, I fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm on his side. Bitch, I fucked you. Bitch, I put you on. Hey, motherfucker, you got to die on this dick.
Oh, shit.
You ain't fucking no
she
other
gotta
nigga.
She got to die on the stick?
Girl, fuck
damn.
It. Everybody calling Irv Gotti a sucker and all that. Nah, he ain't.
That what they saying about him?
That's my guy, man.
Damn.
No, I'm saying all bullshit. And he was some sucker move. You know what I'm saying? That was 20
so
years old.
Why, okay. But obviously, still sensitive topic for him.
Oh, extreme! What?
Damn,
extreme sensitive.
So he's just hater now.
Look at his face. You ever got to hear? Look at his face.
Yeah, he was dead serious. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the sit back.
Oh, he went crazy. And then she won her masters and all.
Ja Rule was on there with him.
Yeah, because remember he sold his.
Ja Rule was trying to calm him down.
He a little bit. Yeah. He ain't doing nothing. So people was on Ja Rule too. Cause he got so many bitches. This bitch will let me. This bitch won her masters. Oh, he went top level. You can't get no more top of the book.
Why was you mad about her winning her masters? Everybody want their masters, don't they?
Of course, buddy. I give you shit, bitch. That's what he said. Because you got to think about it, though. If I'm an owner of the Masters, right, and I signed you, I can't get none of your tour money or nothing. It wasn't no 360 deals back then. So you getting performances and partnerships, and I can't get none of that money. I own Masters. Yeah. That's my money. You get partnerships. You get performances. You get all that stuff. I don't get none of that. Right. Now people got 360 deals. They get part of everything. But back then, he didn't. So you're like, I got the Masters. You got everything else. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But she wanted to make him over and all that. He
360
was
deal, huh?
That's what we get now.
Why ain't it 365? Why is it just 360?
Because it goes all around the board.
Well, 365, doesn't it?
That's a year. 360 is this. Oh, my God.
That's true.
So
huh?
I get some
brain
of your,
part money.
I get some of your, yeah, that's all right, brother. Okay. I get some of your show money. I get some of your merchandise. Mm. I get some of your partnerships. I get some of everything.
Might be, should be a 720 then.
That's it. That's right.
That might be 720 then. The money niggas getting out them artists. Yeah.
They put that motherfucking lumber in their ass.
Them niggas was dunking and putting them 720s. That shit was crazy.
They were.
Yeah. That shit was nuts.
Speaking of that, man, shout out to my guy Professor. He's gonna be on the show.
Yeah, shout out to
but
him.
Yeah, bro, I just feel like he went too far. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to every guy though. I'm on. Right. Hey, everybody go watch Tails. I'm on it. Shit.
Yeah, you is on there.
Yeah.
When they gonna release that shit?
It's already started August 8th. I'm on the last episode of this third season.
Oh yeah. But wait for that motherfucker to drop. Damn, that motherfucker took a long time.
They already. It was a whole year, nigga.
Shit.
And they already got green light for season 4 and 5. And I talked to the director. I'm supposed to be on that too. But I just feel like that nigga went crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like he really disrespected her. But at the same time, he was hurt, bro. He left me when I was at my lowest point.
Right. Shit. And that ain't cool.
Yeah.
So but still, it's 20 years ago. Let it go.
And she was a kid, bro. She was 19, bro.
But he probably thought when it happened, she was just going to disintegrate into the air type.
Yeah,
you know
he thought.
Beat Thanos with the booth.
Yeah, he thought he was the boss, man. He dropping lumber in
there's
her,
no
coming
way
in that thing and all. What's she
without
do?
Me tight?
And she laughing for Nelly, the top digger, with the tie swole. They y'all nigga eating that damn. Booty. No, Nelly was eating that thing, rawing it up.
Yeah, he was on the 3-0 type of time.
No question about it. Nelly a drunk. He's a drunk. He's a well-known drinker.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to Nelly.
Well-known drinker?
He's a well-known drinker. Alcoholic nigga. You know what I'm saying? On there on IG Live or something, I had a little Peter out there. Said he had a small schlong and all that. Yeah.
Oh, they
getting doned up on his IG on Ashley. You know, people be like close friends.
Yeah.
That was a while back, though. They roasted that nigga. They said he had a motherfucking little pinky mook.
Damn, they roasted him. Oh, that's
low torch.
Damn. Shout out to Nelly.
Shout out to Nelly, though,
you
brother.
You can't take away what Nelly did. Nelly was legendary individual, man.
Yeah, he is, though.
And he still slapped balance with Ashanti.
Numerouses.
Yeah, he got all the women back then. That was country grammar Nelly.
That
shit used to go crazy, though.
That nigga went like 10 times platinum.
But they roasted him on the internet, though, huh?
Got damn. The roasted baby.
They said he won the 3-0, huh?
Yeah, he won the one.
One of the ones.
If you ain't got that lumber with it, nigga, don't be acting like you one of these.
One of the ones.
You got to walk in, nigga, what? It got to be all across the board. They can't say nothing. You would never hear a bitch
say
nothing. What
they said if it was you getting up?
Glory. Listen, I'm going to tell you this right now. Remark this down in history. If a sex tape or anything ever come out with 3 of them, I'm going to be the most legendary talked about nigga ever.
You're going to be up there with the most Wesley Pipes in them niggas.
What?
Down in history.
Man, I'm going to go down to history. By easy. Another chick just asked me to do OnlyFans with it. I'm like, God damn, why all these bitches keep
they might as well just do it then, brother.
You know what I'm saying? Keep asking me
to do it. My bucks probably want to get inspired by what you want to steal the blueprint.
Nah, I'm cool, man. I can't do it, bro. I can't give them all the jig. The jig is up, man, like my nigga said.
The jig is up.
I can't give them anything. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to
you. You know, it's a little different when the lights come on, though, bro. Lights come action. You know?
I ain't gonna do it like that. Yeah, yeah. I can't
yeah,
do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got some shit in the works, though, but
you never know. Vivid and them might be watching, brother. Yeah.
They ain't got enough money.
Kim K career went pew.
Yeah, if I get a top level bitch, that's the goddamn one of them level Kim K.
How much would they have to pay you for Vivid? Vivid watching right now, they say, hey, we want Mr. Organic sex tape. How much they got to come with?
I'm going to need $10 million and residuals.
I don't think Kim K got $10 million. She probably got $1 million. She probably got $1
million. But they got residuals.
Residuals, okay. So you need $10 million up front.
Big white man mode.
Damn.
Yeah, I just saw Kim K Maybach, too, at the car show. Great one. Hard as hell. I saw Jack today, too. Shout out to Jack.
Oh,
man.
Shout out to Jack.
I gave him big love, man.
Shout out to Motorsport.
Man, I was like, nigga, you the reason we here, me and my dog. He said, man, I know, bro. When I felt y'all energy, man, I knew it.
Yeah, he did.
He said, I watch y'all shit still to this day, man. I'm happy and proud of y'all,
Jack,
man.
Jack that nigga, man.
He was so
shout
cool.
Shout out to his brother Sam, too. Harry, all of them.
Harry, you know shout out to them, man.
For sure.
But yeah, I saw
Platinum Motorsport.
I saw Kim K Maybach. I wanted to jump on the back of this hide that motherfucker and get dropped off. At the crib.
I thought you were about to say you were going to smell it and all that shit.
No, I ain't going to smell the seats. No, I ain't that low. Okay, I don't bug that. That bitch want to smell my seat. Man.
Okay, I ain't know if you was going to mix up the juices, Tay.
That bitch going to want to smell my seat.
I ain't know if you was going to leave your fragrances and shit.
Nah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I want to leave the three of them smells.
Nah, she got to get that
Baccarat.
She got to get that in poison.
They going to be like, somebody came in here with Baccarat.
I wanted to lay in the back, cover that went with that, but pop. Hey, Kim, hello, baby. Let me get a kiss.
Wait, don't call the police. Hold on.
Don't call the police.
Give me a kiss. Tell you, I promise you.
Look at my dick. Look at my dick. Look. See it? Ray J got shit on me.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Look, compare. Go ahead, call him. Have him FaceTime.
Compare contrast, huh?
Yeah, look.
Damn.
With the smile like that?
Oh, yeah, look. With the hands to the side. You know, like a jigaboo. Like a cool nigga.
The God.
For real though, I don't want to jump in that motherfucker. But speaking of some wild, you know, wild man shit.
Yeah,
my
sure.
Nigga R. Kelly, right?
What did happen with him, man?
They say he got his motherfucking ex-wife fiance claims she is pregnant right now. This nigga in jail. How is she pregnant 2 years later? How she do that, man? How did he do that? Explain that to
and
me.
And they
bro.
Say it was R. Kelly that did it?
That's what she said. He excited about the news. How he fucked that pussy, man?
Maybe he did the three of them, froze the sperm tape.
Nah, I think, he probably son gave a little motherfucking, if I had to do it, son to one of the guys, let him get in the back for the pussy.
Oh, shit. Damn,
he had to do
brother.
Something, serenade the kid
what
or something.
What the fuck?
How he do that, man?
You know, it's not hard getting buns in prison, though.
Almost.
Definitely, you got to understand, he R. Kelly still. He might be in prison, but he R. Kelly.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's possible.
I know niggas in prison that was fucking some pussy nigga.
The shreds,
and it weren't R. Kelly, nigga. So you know R. Kelly in there getting some cheeks.
Yeah, definitely. We're
going to specify the cheeks he probably
Yeah. Well, he definitely getting man cheek. You know what I'm saying? He definitely eating that.
I was talking about specifying between the CO and this woman, brother.
Oh, okay, my bad, brother.
You went on the deep end. Damn, 3-0.
My bad. I thought he out there, you know what I'm saying, going full goddamn pastor type.
Yeah, that's crazy. So that's how you think it went, though, huh?
Yeah, that's why I think it went, man. I think he got that thing and then he got a girl pregnant. That's tight. Shout out to R. Kelly, man. You know
so
what
she's
saying
she's pregnant by, let's that just clarify, saying. By
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it's not like she just pregnant on the...
She's pregnant.
Yeah, she pregnant by him. That's what they say.
Oh, damn. Is that what she's saying, though?
A lot of people say it, though.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Ray and Claw.
What you got up here for me? What the hell is this?
Rick Ross, man. He cut some hair. I ain't know Rick Ross is a barber.
Nigga, this ain't no good news. Get this shit off my goddamn shit. Go back to my save shit.
But wait, why is Rick Ross cutting hair? What's
he's
that for?
Doing that a community thing, man. Cutting some nappy. Look at the kid head.
Oh,
too.
You know what? I think I seen that. I like this earlier. Yeah. Shout out to Rick Ross. Rick Ross laughing, dying. Like
I ain't gonna lie, he is like a dude. Like, why you cut that boy hair like that?
Hey, you know, look, he's just brushing the shit.
He cutting that hair like you do them sheep when you shearing sheep wool.
He is acting dumb like that, isn't he?
Look at him. He probably scabbing the back of his neck up and all that. Ross, calm down, boy.
At least, hey, the little niggas say Rick Ross cut his hair, man.
Hey, Rick Ross.
The jig is up.
Hey, but you know what? He cutting his own grass. He cutting hair. He cutting down trees.
He was flying coach.
Yeah, he was the flying coach, wasn't he?
He ain't playing. He doing
hey, man, listen,
he
man.
Do.
Hey, Rick Ross is cutting off all the overhead, man. He ain't playing. He going back to normalcy in life.
Straight
but
up.
With the biggest bag. You know he got bread.
He's just
cutting back on everything.
Why not?
You know what I'm saying? He going to cut back on the flights. And then say that bread being coach, he's still Rick Ross. Everybody knows what's happening. He's still
rich.
Yeah,
what are we talking about?
Yeah, he cut his own grass. Come on, ain't no roasting that nigga. That nigga is sacked.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If anything, he's just trying to keep his sack.
Oh, you're a coach.
Man. Yeah, he keeping his sack, man.
Bitch, if you don't kill yourself worrying about where I'm driving when I'm at.
Right.
You weirdo bum.
Yeah, if you want to fly, go, you fly coach.
Right.
But then here's the thing, though. If you fly in Jesse, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it's y'all,
man. They always trying to move the goalpost, man.
Yeah. Hey, always moving the goalpost.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Fuck you.
Oh shit! Hey, but you know what though? It's kind of crazy though. Lil Wayne, you know, wasn't Lil Wayne doing something with MMG? We were supposed to, but then he ended up tapping back in with Birdman, I think. Or
nah,
something.
He was gonna go do something with Rock Nation. Well,
Jay-Z. Is that what it was?
And he said they offered me a deal, like some money, but it was like my chain on my neck was more than the deal they was offering me. Like, what y'all talking?
Lil Wayne said that?
Yeah.
Damn.
Jay-Z offered him a deal, but anyway, they say Lil Wayne. Speaking of that,
damn it, did Jay-Z shot it down low like that?
Yeah, embarrassing. But he ended up giving him some bread, though, to pay his taxes, so he need to relax, you know what I'm saying? But Lil Wayne, damn. What they saying is Lil Wayne says he's dropping the Carter 6.
Yeah.
And guess what? Lil Wayne, no one gives a fuck about your Carter 6, nigga. The Carter 5 was terrible. You ain't been rapping good in the last 10 years, my nigga.
Lil Wayne's still Lil Wayne, brother.
But guess what?
The jig is up.
We don't give a fuck about no Lil Wayne music, man.
We don't want to hear
no Carter. You listen to Carter 5?
Of course.
That shit was terrible.
Hey, man, it's Lil Wayne.
Name me a song off Carter 5.
Bro, he has so many Carters, I get the songs mixed up.
That's what I'm saying. The last one that just came out.
There's so many Carters, brother, I get the songs mixed up.
The jig is up.
Come on, champ.
You ain't going to find one of them that was good. It was terrible. You know what I'm saying?
Let me see, man.
Lil Wayne, man, we glad you free and all that, man. You sold your master, got the $100 million. Jay-Z helped you with the taxes. You're a legendary nigga. Put on Nicki. You got legendary catalog, legendary features. You know what I mean? You in the Hall of Fame of great ones. But listen.
The jig is up.
We don't want to hear no more new albums from you, boy. This shit been terrible in the last goddamn 10 years, man. Stop it, man. I don't want to hear no Carter 6.
I remember this was.
Carter 5 was Garbino Juice, man.
Yeah, I can't.
Big porta potty juice, brother.
I can't think of one that was like a banger.
You know what I'm saying? Well, it ain't like I'm discrediting his greatness. He's a legendary individual. But we're not trying to hear no Carter 6, man. That shit weak, nigga.
But he had 23 songs on the Carter 5, too.
No one listened to it.
Damn.
Guess what?
The jig is up.
Bitch, nigga.
Damn, that was disrespectful.
I'm fucking with you, man.
So here's the thing. I ain't going to lie to you. Full transparency. What the fuck? What the hell is Ray J doing?
Man.
Okay, let's get to that second. Okay, let me just finish this. It's Carter 5 or the Carter 6 come on. Right, now that right. I looked at the Carter 5, you ain't lying. There's not a song in there that I'm like.
It was garbage, I told you.
Damn, like, I didn't say it was garbage. I don't think I listened to that album probably through and through.
It ain't no good song you heard from Lil Wayne last 10 years, brother. That shit over with. Motherfucker, I'm trying to tell
the
you.
The jig is up.
Well, speaking of the last 10 years, Ray J, what the fuck are we looking at?
Yeah, what is this, man?
Is he supposed to be
stop
like.
Playing
he,
with Ray
he
J.
must be
he
being, pulled off like a pimp in a movie or
one
something.
One Wish Radiation 10 year anniversary project. One Wish was a legendary song, gonna lie. Even though I don't like singing, and it was his own shit. Like I said, I salute Reggie, even though he tried to hide out my girl that one time, nigga.
Yeah.
I got you back. I got one yours too, nigga. So how about that?
You kept recycling too, tape, man.
Who?
Did she say she was telling you she was giving you all the glory that you was the best?
Yep, she
and
was.
Then,
the best.
And then Ray J had slap buns.
And she thought way better than him.
And you said, what even? She said, what even?
I said, God bless him. You know what I mean? I ain't going to roast a nigga. But
yeah,
she,
but then you told her to stop talking about him. Like,
stop
don't
talking
do
about
that.
Him.
Don't do that.
You know what I'm saying? What else? What else, though? Don't do that. What else?
Okay,
what else?
Yeah.
What
that's
else?
Why I remember you telling that.
But yeah, shout out to her, though. But she the one that told me to do music and all that. I'm charismatic, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to her. She cool. Purpose.
She knew three of them was going to be three of them before type three of them.
Yeah, I need to bring her back around so she give me full glory.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Ray J for One Wish. That was a legendary time. He got his 10-year anniversary, man. I fuck with Ray J.
Wish was a banger, though.
You ran into Ray J one time, too, didn't you?
I did run into Ray J.
Oh, remember that episode?
I do. I was going to talk about it last time. I didn't forget about it last time. I just brushed over it.
Oh, shit. What happened?
It was hilarious. I seen him. And then, yeah. I was actually with Motor 2. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Motor 2.
And I said, is that fucking Ray J? I said, I got to get this thing on the vlog, right? Thumbnail title. I said, hey, what's happening,
up,
brother?
Slim?
I didn't just get out. It was respectful, though. I didn't just get out. I got out the car, hollered at him. Hey, man, you want to get on the channel real quick, boo? He was like, yeah, come on. He was on the phone with his wife at the time.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I think they got divorced now. But at that time, I didn't know he was on the phone with his wife.
Yeah. So next he was on the phone with his wife.
Yeah, he was on the phone with his wife, but I didn't know he was on the phone with his wife.
Right.
And I thought when I pulled out the camera, he was going to get off the phone, but he kept stayed on the phone type. Like, yeah, dang, I'm blessed. He kept keep the camera rolling tight.
Right.
So I was like, I said, man, we got Ray J in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? On the vlog.
Yep, I remember
and,
that vlog.
Yeah, y'all go check it out on my channel, man. Just type in Ray J Tall Guy, it pop right up. But then next thing you know, pause to relax. But the thing was, I said, man, because he wasn't giving the vlog enough stank.
Right.
So I had to try to pull it out of him. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right, right. He was being calm.
He was being too calm.
He was on the phone with his wife.
But I didn't know he was on the phone with his wife.
Right.
See, that's why you got to hang up
okay,
the phone.
Okay, and then what'd you say next?
See, because if he probably went on the phone, he probably would have turned up.
Because remember, guys, he's on the phone with his wife. What happened next, Lim?
So I said, yeah, man, hey, man, he wouldn't turn up. And I said, man, that nigga fuck Kim K, man. You know what I'm saying? The next one, he said, well, whoa, you can tell whoa, he liked whoa, it a little whoa. Bit when I said it, though. Hey. You know, he always, you know what I'm saying? He know he fuck Kim K. So it was like, when I said it, you can tell he liked it a little bit, but he was like, but then I was like, I could tell from his reaction, he was on the phone with his wife.
Right.
So he should have just hung on the phone, because I bet you if he went on the phone with his wife, yeah. And I said that shit, he was.
Because if a little phone trick you on the phone still with a nigga like me ain't gonna work, I'm gonna still talk to you, man.
You see, but he probably was trying to like, hey, but he liked yeah. what was going on, because he yeah. didn't say like, it wasn't like disrespectful or nothing. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, oh shit, all right. Well, now I know you're on the phone with this girl, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But then, yeah, I just was like, all right, now I'm out of here, nigga. And I dipped out after that one. You know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious.
But it was funny
man.
As fuck, though. You know what I'm saying? But it was a funny situation because I thought that was going to turn him up, but then I didn't know he was on the phone with his wife. So, yeah, that yeah, was actually yeah, really
you
fucking
funny.
You
took him down the wrong road.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, so here's the thing, though. If you're not used to being on camera, right? There's certain things you could do with certain people to be able to like bring out the best of them on camera.
Right.
And then kind of be like, hey, just forget about it being on camera. You know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
And sometimes you got to pull it out of certain people. You know what I'm saying? So it's like let's say Three's having a bad day or I'm having a bad day. Right. When the camera goes rolling and we got content to shoot. Right. We human. Right. But then next, you know, like say, for instance, Three with the manual and the organic. Right. With organic driving the manual.
Oh, goddamn.
Made it funny, though. We made the best of that day.
Oh, for
you
sure.
You know what I'm saying? But I had to learn how to like be like, oh, like
to keep me up. Yeah.
To keep his energy up. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes when you're doing a vlog or you're interviewing people, you got to learn to pull people's energy out. And that's a hidden talent for yeah. sure. Thank you, brother. And so I tried to do that with Ray J.
He won.
Backfired.
Going. Yeah, that was backfired.
Backfired.
Big shots fired.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. Big.
But
talent.
That was funny. I remember watching that vlog.
Hilarious. Like, I still put that motherfucker out though.
For sure, like a G.
No
that's
fun.
When you first
put it
moved
on Instagram
out here.
Too.
That's when you first moved out here too.
Yeah, it LA. Was.
And then like, was it?
No, that was
say?
Before I moved here.
That was before you just.
That
visited.
Was before I was
Damn,
just listening. Yep.
Because after that, that's when you had Snoop Dogg on there.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, Snoop was legendary. He was a cool individual. And speaking of Snoop Dogg,
what's up with Snoop?
So Snoop Dogg wants his name to be removed from Draco the Ruler's lawsuit. Oh, what's it? What are they talking about?
Oh, because Draco the Ruler got killed at the.
I remember he stabbed
yeah,
him, right?
That was basically RP Snoop Dogg. Yeah, our best, definitely RP to Draco the Ruler, man. He actually, like I said, he commented on my No Fuss Given.
I remember
song
that though.
Time.
Yeah, he fucked with you.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And actually, Darnell, a dude from Minneapolis, like it was his stylist and all that, to be with him on tour and all that.
Oh shit!
So yeah, it was eventually we probably would have did something and all that because he crazy.
Yeah, for sure. He was tapped in.
He was one of the first niggas that really pushed the Don too. He was, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. He was acting dumb.
Yeah, he was donned up, acting dumb.
He came out of prison acting dumb too. Shout out to him.
Oh, that nigga was boy ultimate acting dumbery, man. So yeah, R.I.P. Draco. I always fuck with him. I like his style. That's how he carried himself. R.I.P. But anyway, that was a festival that basically Snoop name was a part of. Mm. So they put him on the lawsuit for his death.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was on a lawsuit for his death, and Snoop trying to get his name removed. And you know, I wish the best in that situation, man. It's hard to gauge all that, man. It's just terrible all the way around. You know what I'm saying? But we fuck with Snoop. We fuck with Draco. So I wish the best for both sides. You know. But yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of gruesome deaths.
Oh,
you know what
man.
I'm saying?
RP, man.
RP to Draco the Ruler and RP Kobe to Kobe
the
Bean Bryant. You know what I'm saying? So after he passed away,
right.
Man, I heard about that where everybody, because remember we were talking about
taking a picture of his dead body and all
and
that.
And then showing people in the bar.
No, his head was off and all that. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And then arm too, because you know they showed the autopsy report,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, of Kobe, and they said like his arm was gone.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, like, Freak, can you pull it up, bro?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't him on the picture. It was a drawing.
Of course.
Just, you know what I'm saying? That's a little bit more easier to process.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it was a coronary report. They didn't show the picture, but they showed a picture of him. They showed a drawing of how he
was pieced up.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And this was the things that the people took the pictures of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they were taking pictures of his dead body, the pieces or whatever it was, him and his daughter. And they was holding it and keeping it like whatever. Like they was having like an archive of dead people and celebrities and stuff like that. The police officers and firefighters were.
So there was an archive of a whole bunch of celebrities.
Yeah, a whole bunch of people. Oh. Yeah. So they found out about that. So,
I thought it was just Kobe and them.
Nah, they said
on
like
the helicopter.
They had like a whole like little treasure trove of it, like crazy. So they suing them.
My bad, real quick. RIP to all the people that was on the helicopter because a lot of people just remember Gigi and Kobe, but there was what 8 other people.
Oh yeah.
On a damn helicopter, 6 or 8.
Little girls, yeah.
Full families, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you got to think, like, not only is Kobe's wife mourning and Kobe's daughters, right, his other daughters, you got to think there's other families that are hearing this news every time it's talked about.
Yep.
And nobody's ever talking about their kids or talking about their husband or their wife.
That makes it even more painful, man.
Super sad, man. Super, super sad. You know what I mean? So RIP to all of them. But go ahead.
For sure. But yeah, that's all I really got to say about that, man. That's sad, terrible, man. I don't like even hearing
Why
about
that. Why are you taking pictures of the dead? Damn.
That shit weak, tell you the truth,
bro. For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I think there's a little bit of something that, like, when a celebrity dies, they want to do some shit like that because I think they're kind of like
they still being fans and people deaf weird man yep, like they yep, want to yep. take the burnt drawers off a nigga like yep. God damn like get out of here it's
bro,
over with
bro why you say
you know what I'm saying
pretty sure motherfucker
did cry die in a pancreas
bro you're fucking so
they
wanna, stupid
they just doing all the extracurriculars you know what I'm saying
said burnt drawers
burnt
all this niggas retarded
they want to get there you know what I'm saying
yeah
damn like leave that shit alone
yeah
bro.
So I think there's a part of them where it's like they fuck with a person so much they can't believe like. Everybody's human. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't right. understand what's so hard to believe about that. But yeah, pull that one up for you, zoom that in.
Yeah, like his left arm was off and shit.
Yep, he's up. His left, his whole, from the shoulder down.
Was gone.
Gone.
So you're looking at the, like, the autopsy report paper from Kobe, them Shin actually didn't type.
Yep. Now zoom in. Yep, there you go. Now, the thing is too, his front right arm, or his right arm completely gone.
Yeah.
His it looks like his left leg.
Yeah.
All the way from like damn near to the hip gone, off. And his bone was hanging out.
Yeah.
So
from all of this to the bone.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%. And then it looked like it might be the other
the left
leg
one
too.
Both of them.
Yeah, it might be both his legs.
But both legs saying? Off, arm off. Chunk
and then
of the head.
A chunk of the shoulder on the left side. Yeah. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. And, yeah, bro. Just that's what I'm saying. Just gruesome. It didn't look like his jaw too, because if you go up. His jaw might have been, you know what I'm saying? Even the front part of his skull and the back part.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like, so you got to understand, when they took a picture of that man's face, it was in pieces.
Yeah, looking
you
know at all that.
They looking at all that. And the first thing you do is you pull out your phone.
Crazy.
What the fuck? What's you know what I'm saying? Like,
they had to be big.
Big white man mode.
No
had to
question.
Be big.
Big Caucasian man.
Had yeah. to be big.
Big white man mode.
Had to be humongous.
Big Caucasian man.
Yeah, because that's.
Do some shit like that.
Their first. Thing and then it looks like they were showing like if his spinal cord was like yeah see because it looks like it's a spinal something like where you could see a spine through the front of him
oh yeah
you know what I'm saying or through the yeah it looks like you could see a spine through his
yeah
front.
Escape fracture spine yeah so his spine popped and it
out.
Came through a throat yeah
fuck
so his head was basically back and then just the spine came through the neck
fuck
yeah you crash hit that velocity that crash is vicious bro you know what
damn.
I'm saying told my nigga Kobe up man
but you know what though man. The thing is, RIP to everybody, but at least everybody went fast. And they said, if you watch the video when they was showing the how the plane happened and replaying the incident a million times, because a bunch of people on YouTube that's like replayed these incidents.
Right.
The dude was, the plane, the pilot was so confused that when it came down blistering fast.
Because he was going so fast.
Yeah, and then by the time the fog cleared, by the time they came out, it probably, then they seen the mountain, but it was 1 second. You ain't even had time to speak.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How fast he hit that mountain. You know Damn. What I'm saying? So you got to think, like to them, they were probably oblivious to because it probably felt, I don't know if it felt smooth or if it felt like crazy.
Didn't
like,
know where it was at, yeah.
Right. I don't know how it went, but either way it goes, if it was like a smooth one and you know, up in that air and then you get that delusion up in the air,
right.
probably went smooth because he's thinking he's flying fast forward,
right.
but he was really going down. Right.
Crazy.
So you got to think if that's what's happening, it probably was a smooth like descent going
right.
down.
Hopefully.
Then, hopefully. But then the thing is hopefully there was just no panic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, just boom.
And then it was just boom. And then they didn't.
Over with.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's a real sad situation to think
man,
about.
RIP.
Man, you know
RIP. Speaking
sure.
of somebody going down academics, shout out my nigga Marshawn Lynch, man.
Yeah,
my nigga Beast Mode, man.
Yeah. Did you watch the full body cam one?
Of course.
Oh, shit. He was in that bitch, big slump.
Shout
the whole front
Beast
rim was
mode.
Gone.
On all the cars.
The whole engine hanging out the mook tight.
Yeah, how drunk was he? How much liquor did he drink that day, man? They talking crazy to
you know,
him.
If he just got out the car and walked around, they wouldn't have been able to say nothing to him.
That's just get out the car, man. They yanked him by his nigger body.
No, I'm not even talking about that part. Like, let's say before the cops got there. If he's just been walking around the
he
block.
He was too blistered.
Yeah, he was too gone.
So they yanked him out by his neck, dragged him, pulled gave him a wedgie, yanked yeah. him out, put the knee in the spine, slapped him back at his neck with some gloves on. Look at that. He drunk, pissing on himself. Look
Damn.
At that. Handcuffed him.
He got in the car with
robbed him for his Rolex, all yeah. type. Look.
Damn.
Nigga so big, they had to put two cuffs on that big wide head nigga.
<That's> you know so stupid.
But yeah, man, he was drunk. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Marshawn. He's a legendary individual. You know what I'm saying? To keep it
yeah.
keep it all the way pure.
For sure.
I really rock with him, man. But I don't know what's going on in his life that he's driving around drunk with on one wheel in Las Vegas. Get your life together, brother.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He was slapped, too.
No, he had to be because he was talking to him so calm. This ain't my car. Yep. I don't know what's going on.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, it ain't mine. And that white man said, get your goddamn nigga ass
yeah,
out of the car.
Yeah, because it was the first lady that responded by herself. Then she, the second police officer lady pulled up. And then after that, then the dudes
yeah.
pulled up. After.
They really know who he was until like after.
No, none of them knew who he
yeah,
was.
Yeah, until he got in the car, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think none of them knew even when he was in the car.
At the end, they were like, that's he's a football player.
Oh, they did say it at the end?
Marshawn Lynch, yeah, at the end.
Oh,
they
okay,
didn't know
okay.
to the end.
Okay.
So I give them that.
Right, okay.
Big
white. But in the meantime, he got fooled. He got that nigger wake up call right there. You know what I'm saying? They don't give it to you anytime. I don't give a fuck who you is.
Or how black. Much money you got.
I don't give a fuck you Barack Obama. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck you talk like Carlton Banks. They don't give you that nigger wake up call at any time. Don't never get
that's
it.
That's a fact.
Don't get it fucked up or miss the screw.
Don't you do that.
Anybody can get it, boy.
That's a fact.
They will wake your black ass up, all that white ass kissing you want to. They're yep. gonna give you that nigga wake up call any time of the week, boy.
Yeah, and speaking of niggas getting locked up and getting nigga wake up calls.
Yeah.
Young Thug.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What'd you think about that?
Shoosh.
What I think of that? Yeah. This is what I think of it.
Oh Lord!
Nigga, you're going to jail.
Yeah, damn.
For a long time. So basically, yeah, one of his own members is snitching. Broke down the hit he they did for him. Talking about he rented the car, met up with him after.
Oh, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. They got it all in document. They finally dropped the name of the guy who did it and everything like that. So, yeah, man.
Who killed him?
Yeah, so extra four charges. They found another gun with a switch on it, which is basically an automatic weapon that's illegal. And, yeah, man. And dude told the whole thing of what happened.
Damn.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Like I said before, bro, I just don't understand or think it's cool for people that got millions of dollars to be in the street. I don't think nothing, all the street shit is dumb to me in general.
Facts.
But if you got millions of dollars, you telling people to kill people and do all this shit, bro, like, come on, that shit is wild to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody in jail, but same time, I don't want nobody out here trying to kill people and all that shit.
Right,
you
facts.
Know what I'm saying? But I still don't know that, you know, it's another gang member, leader, basically, he got killed, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know what they had going behind closed doors, but end of the day, man, hey, man, crimes is crimes, man.
Crimes is crime. And Thug wasn't fucking around.
Straight up, so, man.
Yeah. Damn, and that, so you think it's over with for him?
Yeah. Especially when, but listen, though, that's he got big money, he got big lawyers. You never know. OJ got off that motherfucker, man.
Yeah, nobody you know? Testifying like that, saying they was involved in it.
That is true, though, and getting full details and understanding.
Right, right.
So, you know, anything could happen. You know what I'm saying? Anything could happen, but it's just looking tight on him right now.
Yeah.
Bro. I'm not going to lie.
Saying, speaking, so we talked about Marshawn Lynch, we talked about Young Thug, and yeah. There was another NFL star's brother, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And remember, so you were just talking to me about that.
Yeah, I don't know. But this is the same one that I seen in Texas when they was arguing on the field and they shoot him in front of everybody on the field. That was crazy.
That's nuts.
So, Ablib Talib, what's his nigga name?
Hey, brother, I don't know.
I don't know this. I don't say the nigga name. Something.
Just say Talib.
Talib Kweli.
See, there you go.
Know what I'm saying? Ablib Talib. His brother, Habut Talib, is wanted for kidnapping and murder of a fucking youth football coach, man.
Yeah.
So if this is the same thing I seen in that clip when it was arguing on the field, they end up fighting and get to shooting and right. killing somebody in the field, that's crazy, bro.
That is crazy.
Niggas be taking this too far with the kids and the kids' sports and all that, man.
Yeah.
I don't like that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's a lot. But, you know, hey, man, I don't know. You don't know what was said.
Don't know what was said. What was doing? Dude might had a gun. Dude might had a knife. You don't know what was going on.
Yeah, that's true.
We
that's
don't know.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? We don't have no clues, though.
And it's something about sports that just get motherfuckers all riled the fuck up. It's like watching boxing for some reason. I don't know what the fuck. You know what I'm saying? But
sports, especially their kids.
Yeah. Facts. But then, speaking of that, let's go to the white boy YouTuber?
Oh, my God. Listen up, man. And I got to speak on this. This is going to probably be the last thing. I'm going to go crazy on this. All you white people thinking it's cool to go to the hood, do pranks. Go to the hood, play basketball with the hood, and try to make fun of black people like we some fucking wild monkeys, and you get to play with the monkeys at the park. The shit ain't cool, man. We tired of that, dog. Throwing a ball at niggas' faces and all that in the hood. That's why a nigga pushed that ball on them, slapped them in his head, and then, you know what I'm saying, did all type of aggression with them. That's how you got to do them. We ain't your fucking apes to be played with, bruh.
Yeah.
I'm playing in the hood. What that mean?
Right.
You just can't play basketball? What's so scary about playing the hood?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, if you think it's scary, let me show you something scary.
You try to knock that nigga arm off, too.
Try to hit the ball in his face. Yeah, nigga, you do the hit me in the face of the ball, I'm going to break your jaw.
Yeah, he got I ain't no clown. That motherfucker, too. Here come, look, watch it.
Yep, sure did. Boom! Yeah! Get your white ass
it
up out of
here. But here's big the thing, though. Then he try to play victim. Man, hold on, man. Chill out.
Yeah, you hit me in the face with the ball.
What the fuck are you doing?
Why are you doing that?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And we don't operate in the same rules as y'all.
Look at that.
Man.
He blocked it. Yep. And then fouled him hard. Yeah, that's part of the game.
Some of the ignorant, dumb shit you do, like niggas don't move like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you coming over here and playing like that. Like, that shit ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? And then white people got to know, like, you can't bring white people shit to black people fucking.
We
come
ain't
on,
playing,
relax.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
And like I said, stop talking about I'm going to the hood and doing something from pranks to basketball. That's different, special, especially if you white. Like, what are you trying to say? know what I'm saying? Like, you just bigger and better, and black people, I go to hood, they ain't nobody, they soft, I'm going to do what I want. Nah, that shit ain't cool, man. Keep your white ass in your white neighborhoods. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's like viral for them to do something to a real hood nigga or somebody in front of the streets, we can do something to them.
Right.
Pick the wrong one, they air your dumb ass out. That shit like he cool. did, push that ball in your mouth, white boy.
And then there'd be shit, though. It'd be shit that white people would say, you'd be like, why the fuck, where are you... You know what I'm saying? And that's how you know they ain't got no nigga etiquette. You know right. what I'm saying? So it's like, here's the thing, though, right? So if you're white and you're from the hood, right? The thing is, though, you know how to move.
Right.
Right? But the thing is like, for the you should.
Right. Right.
But the thing is, though, for the white people that just are pure authentically.
Big Caucasian, man.
You got to know. Don't be coming over and just saying, you know, motherfucking shit, letting shit fly out your mouth, saying ignorant ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Or doing ignorant ass shit. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So you coming in there in other people's environment. You're not from here. You know what I'm saying? Then you're doing shit that people
recording
don't do
putting
here.
Up, putting on Instagram and all that for millions of people
I'm
to see the clown
he knocking
me
the fuck out.
He should have. He should have. I definitely would have. Nigga hit me in the face of the ball. I'm going to break their jaw.
Yeah, man. Listen,
what
I think.
What is he talking about? He did the right thing to me. Get your weird white ass up out of here, man.
Yeah, this is what I don't like. This is one of my number one things, right? I'm half white and black, right? So I can speak on both sides. You know what I'm saying? So here's the thing.
And he D'd him up.
Come on, man. You know, yeah, facts. But but here's the thing. It's like, I don't like when white people do shit to black people and then try to play victim.
Of course.
And a motherfucker act on it. I don't like that. Like, even right here, he was like, man, chill. No, why the fuck am I chilling? No, we're here now.
Yeah, you came here because it's supposed to be an aggressive place, right?
100%.
Okay, let me show you then.
Yeah, right.
So what are you astonished about now?
So then
you
cool with whatever come with all this shit.
Isn't this an option? That's why you came to the hood and see what they're going to really do to me?
Right, because do you see other black niggas doing that to other black niggas?
Hell no.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially they don't know them.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, you coming over here and you recording this shit?
Yeah,
record this ass.
And you a white boy trying to go viral doing something to a nigga?
You see what I'm saying?
Put this ball in your mouth, boy. Bam, hard. Yeah. Yeah, what you scared now?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though. It's like, so that be my biggest, like, quarrel with white people. It's like, when you do white people shit and you think that shit's okay to do that shit with niggas and then niggas respond and then you try to play victim, I don't like that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's the same thing with niggas too with white people. It's like, nigga, if you going over here and you dealing with white people, you know you can't handle it the same way you do if you in the culture, if you in the environment. Right. So it's like, you go over here and do that, you can't play victim after doing that shit. You know what I'm saying?
But niggas ain't gonna do that.
No, I know, but that's what I'm just playing advocate with it.
So it's like, you know, niggas ain't gonna go to a white neighborhood and go, like, cause that's not a risk.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Like, if you think it's a risk, you're doing it. Okay, well, it comes with something.
Right,
here
right.
it come. Get that
no,
ball
it's a fact,
in your
and
mouth.
That's not happening. But what I'm saying is, just as far as being advocate to, like, if it was done the other way around too, I still think the same way. Yeah. Even though that's not happening. You
okay.
know you get what I mean?
Because speaking of that, Tiger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tiger did a video called Acaramba, right?
You've Tiger
heard
the Rapper.
Have you heard of this?
Not Tiger Woods, Tiger the Rapper.
Tiger
no,
the Rapper.
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, the Tiger Woods.
Did you chop suey that, or was that really what's called?
Acaramba.
Okay.
So he always do Mexican songs and shit, but he went a little too far on this one. A nigga made a song called Acaramba doing all the Mexican looking shit. And
I think I did. Yeah, he got big. Wasn't he with YG?
Nah, that was a whole nother one. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, he got backlash for that
the
one.
The one YG, he was dressing like Kim Kardashian and them. He was acting dumb.
Okay,
that was crazy too.
Okay.
But this one, he's acting like doing like Mexican stereotypes. Like looking like Speedy Gonzalez, looking like a fat Mexican, like a little chin, like acting crazy.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. Can you put it up for Reed? Tiger Acaramba. Yeah, so there was a big boycott about it. Like, the song wasn't that bad. The video, he's acting dumb. It's like, imagine if a white boy said, I got a song called What's Up, My Nigga, or something like, or What's Up, Brother, whatever. Right. But they in the hood dressing like black people, got tattoos on their face, sagging their pants, and got do-rags on, eating fried chicken, drinking red Kool-Aid.
Right out the bucket, huh?
Yeah. Got their lips bucked out, red and bucked out. They acting that dumb. Yeah. That's the equivalent of how dumb this nigga was acting, bro. And the Mexican niggas weren't fucking with it, man. It's called Acaramba, man.
You think Tiger knew what he was doing when he did that?
I don't think it was intentionally like trying to.
Oh, that's the one with YG right there.
Yeah, you look it up on YouTube, brother. Go to YouTube, go put Tiger Acaramba.
Proud of you, brother.
So what it is like, it was just crazy. I don't think he did it initially intentionally to disrespect them. But it's fully disrespectful, though. Like, it's crazy. Like, he's acting dumb.
It's that bad, huh?
Look at him.
Oh, shit. Started off bad.
Yeah.
Damn.
Come on, bro.
Oh, damn.
Look at him. Don't play the music too loud, bro. Copyright. You know what I'm saying? But look, though. No. You acting too dumb, Tiger. You can't be doing all that. Look. Oh. How dumb he acting.
What was that one little cartoon with that?
Yeah, that was like from the mascot, the coyote. Look at her. Tiger.
With the laugh. Look at him.
You acting too dumb, bro. You know what I'm saying? And Icaramba ain't even Spanish, by the way. That's Brazilian and Portuguese, you fucking idiot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
But he's acting too dumb, man, putting all these Mexican, like, Latino stereotypes in there, brother. Disrespectful, man.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him. Look at him. He was violating, bro.
So what you think? Somebody had to watch. Somebody that was helping in production shooting this video had to say this is wrong.
It's beyond wrong. It's terrible.
But somebody had to. Oh, he acting dumb.
Why are you acting that dumb? Violation, bro.
No way, bro. Crazy. Somebody that was helping produce this video had to tell him. He probably just had to. He knew what he was doing. He had to.
Nah, I mean,
there's other people in production with
shooting. Look at hot tamales and all. Look at Cheetos dropping from the sky. Got tortilla chips. Oh, my.
Oh, just, smudging it in his face.
What is he doing? Selling cars and all that. Look at him. Tiger, man, you was wrong for that, bro. But he apologized.
And he got the real chip. Oh, that's it.
Look at him. With the suit on.
With the car hot dealership tape.
Yeah, big said the car. Tortillas. Violation, bro. So they actually went to the radio
no
station.
No payments for 69 years on acting that dumb. What the?
Look at the mustache more. Why are you acting like this, Tiger? That's disrespectful, bro. So they end up going to the radio station, and they boycotted. They had a big meeting. They took the song down. Supposed to be not anywhere. And he apologized.
Is that real? Tiger, real hair on top of his head, Tiger?
Yeah, he had that good surgery done. Come here, he had that big motherfucking hairline pushed back. But yeah. That's top of the move.
I think it might have grew back though.
It did, of course it did. Niggas, that's his hair.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you get the what you say, skin
worked.
Scalp.
His shit worked, nigga. His shit worked for
the Tory Lane move, huh? But his shit really worked.
It went to the same person, but his shit locked.
Huh? You would think you'd be a little bit because you know he got it tightly twisted. Like I think if it grew back, you'd be gentle with
the
shit.
Nah, his shit full goddamn nigga watery. His shit crispy.
Damn, never received it again type, huh?
But he had Vietnamese and all that type. He got a different type of blood.
Yeah, I think he's Filipino and black.
He's Vietnamese.
Like Frankie.
He's Vietnamese and black.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Viet Cong type.
What the fuck is that?
Vietnam people.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's called Vietnamese, huh?
Yes,
is that
sir.
An actual?
1
are you being
percent.
Funny?
The guy from San Diego is plenty Vietnamese.
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm saying?
Never heard that one before. I didn't know if you was joking.
Hey, Viet Cong or Vietnamese.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
By show, that's what he is, though. But shout out to him, man.
Shout out to him, though.
It was embarrassing. He apologized. Yeah. The SS is going to skin him alive, though.
Yeah.
Them real MS-13 type Florence niggas, they were going to
bullshit with him?
They're about to kill him.
Damn.
He had the full threats on him, going to skin his motherfucking nigga ass alive, disrespecting him like that now.
Damn, that's
you know you can't play with Mexican people like that, especially out here, nigga. This is their city, boy.
Yeah, you got to leave him alone.
Yeah, you better bow down, boy.
Damn, that shit fucking crazy.
Just fry your ass like a motherfucking burrito.
So this just came out, huh? Chimichanga. Filiberto.
I just had one.
I want the Filiberto, boy. That shit
I put that
you didn't put me on that motherfucker. Shit. They don't got none of them. I think they got a thing.
It's a Mexican restaurant.
It's not Filiberto's, though, but it's another thing called Alberto's or something.
It ain't out here. They ain't got nothing like that.
No, it's not Filiberto's. It's like Alberto's.
I know. Alberto's is in San Diego.
Are those the same fucking place?
This is basically the same thing. They ain't got them in L.A. Like, that's Phoenix, and San Diego got the best Mexican spots.
So you found a place here that got the fried chimichangas?
Yeah, the chimichanga, yeah.
Fried mook, huh?
Yeah, it's just a fried burrito, yeah.
Is it the same?
It's good.
It's
I'll put
the same.
You on. It definitely ain't the same, brother.
He did put me on that. He was on a meet and greet tour, just a quick little run back. He was on a meet and greet tour. He was like, nigga, listen, when we go to Arizona, I've been to Arizona a billion times. He was like, you ever been to Filiberto's? I said, no. He said, nigga, I'm about to change your life. He said, nigga, we about to get this fried chimichanga. I said, all right, fuck it, let me see. I already really fuck with Mexican food like that, but some of that should be good. So he put me on, ever since then, I said, every time I go to fucking Arizona, I got to get Filiberto's, brother.
Don't get it fucked up. Or
you know another thing
they
don't got here? I'd be, Papadokes.
Papadokes is the shit.
I fuck with Papadokes, nigga. Papadokes and Filiberto's. When I go to Arizona, Papadokes is a down south thing, though. Type of thing.
Papadokes is down south.
Fuck, Houston, that shit be Houston. Busting, though.
Houston, the letter, no, that's joint.
Papadokes?
That platter.
That platter's the one. With the fried frog legs, the grilled, black, everything blackened. You know,
blackened.
I put you on that one, though.
You put me on the black and grist deal?
Yeah, on the Papadokes type.
Nah, I was on Papadokes.
No, but that with the whole blackened type.
That blackened took it to the next level.
Yeah, it was. With the blackened gator.
Ooh.
Listen, don't do the fried gator, do the blackened gator.
You got a blackened gator.
Game changer. But that fried chimichanga should be.
Yeah, you got to put that game changer on the motherfucker.
Make motherfucker want to go to Arizona just to get the fried chimichanga
for
the Filiberto's.
I'll be wanting to drive to San Diego just to go get them rolled tacos and all that.
Yeah, them just be busting.
What?
Why they don't got Filiberto's in California?
I think they got, it's in San Diego, bro. They just don't got them in L.A. like that.
Is it in San Diego?
San Diego got the best Mexican restaurants in the world, bro.
Shit, they need them in L.A.
I don't know why they don't got them like that in L.A. Not like the taco shop ones. It ain't the same. Yeah, it ain't the same.
Damn.
I don't know why.
That shit crazy, right?
Arizona got them. San Diego got the best. Damn. Of the best. We known for them taco shops.
So you said, man, niggas was on Taco though.
They was on it. Yeah. Like heavy. He had to go a full
what
goddamn.
What you think ended him in a Kylie Jenner type?
What you think? He was grooming it early? Yeah.
Yeah, why you think it stopped tight?
I mean, he just she was getting bigger than the program. Mm. You know what I'm saying? She outgrew his shoes, man. You gotta get something he could step in. That's all. You know what I mean?
You thought the propaganda been deep enough to keep it tight.
It wasn't. I guess it wasn't, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. So he had to get up out of there. You know, you win some, you lose some.
All right, all right.
You know what I'm saying? This is set up for Travis.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Tiger, man.
Shout out to Tiger, man. That was embarrassing. But hey, everybody make mistakes sometimes. I don't think it was intentional. Personally, I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you can't be in L.A. You can't be in California. That was crazy. You know what I'm saying? You got to salute all, you know what I'm saying, Mexican, Latino people, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but obviously he didn't think it was a big deal. He thought he was going to have to come out and apologize.
Especially if you get a full-fledged video like that.
But, you know, I was there was something I was watching where on this podcast. I can't remember who it was to even give it credit. But they was talking about, like, we live in an era where it's like, you know, you post shit and then you apologize, but you get your buzz. You
right. Know what I'm saying? For sure. That's a move.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like Jake Paul and them showing the dead body.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, like.
Yeah. Like, hey, you disappear for a little bit, but come back bigger like and stronger later.
Right.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, you get the fake cancel move.
Fake cancel move.
Because any promotion is not bad promotion now no more. Like, because the cancel shit actually wearing off type.
Yeah.
That shit don't last. After Dave Chappelle stepped on it and like niggas whatever.
He did step on that bitch hard.
It's like that cancel culture shit really don't matter no more.
Yeah, for sure. I
don't think it really do like it used to.
Yeah, I agree.
Nah, especially if you got your own shit going on. Yeah. If you work for a corporate job or you.
And they can end your life, but you'll cut off your wealth.
But if you independent,
yeah.
Nigga, my dick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't cut off your money supply if you already got the money.
Yeah, straight up.
That's a fact.
Nigga, you're going to make me more watery.
Yeah, 100%, because you don't give a fuck. That's why I said, even with the Will Smith shit, that nigga ain't getting canceled. Y'all niggas crazy.
You can't cancel him, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
speaking of cancel, man, Jake Paul canceled that fight, too, with her seeing Rotman. Embarrassing.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it's over with.
Oh, shit.
He want to fight Andrew Tate now. That nigga done blew up. With the three of them drips.
Ain't you been trying to fight him for a while?
The Jake Paul, Logan Paul, they don't want none of three of them. I break their jaws.
How you feel about Andrew Tate?
I fuck with only reason I truly feel he's black is he got a black dad.
Right.
So
his dad is black.
Yeah, I rocks with him, man. You know, he got the three of them remnants. It look like the three of them, bald head with the beard, with the talkery, with the understandery. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's just a high class, elevated nigga nerd type. You know what I mean?
But I
fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but salute him. I supposed to have been on Fresh and Fit with him for a whole week back like a couple months ago, but I was busy. So, But shout out to everybody, man, especially.
I think he definitely fuck with you, though, for sure.
Andrew Tate, that nigga, man, for sure. I fucks with him. But
He fuck with you too.
Yeah, fuck Jake Paul, man. Cancel that fucking fight.
You've been trying to beat his ass for a while.
I want one of them motherfuckers.
Gargoyle.
Between him and Bradley Martin.
Yeah, I beat the shit out of Bradley Martin. That's easy.
Black man.
What about Steve will do it?
Come on, man. That wouldn't be fair, man. Easy money, man. Stand over his body with a foot in his chest, man. But that's it, man. Episode 33, top of the mook, man. We came in, we lived, we came and saw a conquered, man.
Factuals.
That's it, man. What's your last little correspondence for the show today, sir?
Hey, man, God bless everybody, man. Be the energy
you want. The jig is up.
be the energy you want to be, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
What about you, three?
Man, I appreciate y'all rocking with the campaign, man. We just give y'all some current events, some understanding, man. Remember, believe in yourself like you believe in God. Never give up, never give a fuck, man. Fuck them cops that's taking pictures of Kobe. Fuck them. Fuck Jake Paul. No, I'm fine. I fuck with Jake Paul a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Andrew Tate. Tiger, you fucked up, boy. That was crazy and dumb. You know what I'm saying? And other than that, man.
Marshawn Lynch, you forgot about
Marshawn Lynch, I fuck with you, brother. Get your life. I don't know what's going on. You always been a legendary guy. I don't know why you driving drunk like that to that degree. That's crazy. But we want you to get better, brother. We salute our black brother, Marshawn Lynch. He's one of the ones for sure. We ain't going to pull that man down. He deserves to be uplifted, man. He done but did shit for his community. We fuck with him, man.
One of the ones.
Like I always tell y'all, too, just to add to 3-3 saying, don't judge. You don't know what the fuck Marshawn Lynch going through.
That's a fact.
You don't know what was happening that day. You don't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't equate fame and money and think that everything's going to be perfect in life because it don't work like that. So,
and shout out to R. Kelly getting pussy in jail.
Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you just don't know how it works. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, unless you've been in his shoes, you can't judge him for doing what he do. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Marshawn Lynch.
And Irv got it. Relax, brother. I'm going to be on Tales 4 and 5.
Fat Joe was talking about Irv got it, too.
Fat Joe went crazy.
Yeah, he went fucking
nuts. You a sucker, man. Went crazy on him. Irv got it. Said, nigga, we ain't friends anyway. Nigga, fuck you.
Oh, he responded to say that?
Yeah, he said all that.
Oh,
man.
Shit, man.
We'll talk about that next episode.
Yeah, episode 33.
Let's get up out
of
here, man. We got more for y'all, man.
Get the goddamn buttons.
What's
up, Slim?
Big. The G.
Come on, legend.
I know this tank off in my wife, top of the mook.
Pay homage. Top of the mook. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it.
dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it. Made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile.
Nigga, three y'all.